Hello, my darling earthlings. I am your mother goddess, Kira Graves.
I am your mommy, Kira Graves.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Safe Space with Kira Graves. My name is Kira Graves, and welcome back to this cute little corner of the internet where we get to be vulnerable and be cozy in our vulnerability and to just really have each other's backs, because a lot of us out there feel very alone. So I'm hoping to create a little community here where we can talk about our what's going on in our lives without judgment and be there for each other and lend a listening ear. So before we start, I'm going to do another breathwork exercise with you guys. This one's going to be maybe a little bit shorter, but let's do a box breath. So it's going to be inhale for four, hold for four, and out for four. Okay, ready? Just let your breathing settle naturally and inhale. I like that breath cycle. That's a good one. I feel a little bit more like with the box breathing, I feel a little bit more like energized. So that's perfect to start this episode. I hope you guys liked last week's episode where I kind of came out as autistic. Why do I keep coming out? Like, can I just stop? Thank you so much, though, seriously, you guys, for all of your comments and your love. Oh my gosh, I was completely overwhelmed, like, and not expecting that response from you guys. So thank you. Thank you so much. Like, it genuinely feels so good to have such love in our community. And like, I love how like we're helping each other out in the comments, like people will be sharing their stories in the comments and then other people will be like responding to them and giving their advice and like encouragement and love. And I just really love to see it. And that's what this platform is all about. So keep doing it. And thank you, thank you, thank you for all the love. So I hope you like that box breath. I know I had a couple people last week being like that, like it was hard for them to inhale for that long and exhale for that long. Totally cool. I feel like our breath kind of moves with whatever we're going through. And if we might be a little bit more constricted, a little bit more stressed in our everyday lives, then maybe it's a little bit harder to take those deeper breaths. So I wanted to provide a little bit of an update since my last podcast and also since my last vlog. Today I wanted to talk about kind of what I'm going through right now in terms of taking an intentional break and kind of going into like hermit mode, as one would say, which kind of means like you're going into a complete like intense healing period of time where your main focus is self-care practices in solitary, spending a lot of time by yourself, a lot of time meditating and doing your breath work and connecting to your spirit. I posted on my Instagram stories a couple days ago kind of my journey with that. And that's been going on for the past, I would say, 3 weeks now, almost a month now. But my spirit guides were telling me to take an intentional break from work and from the regular everyday stressors I was kind of experiencing. And I was kind of going in like autopilot mode, like not really being intentional with my work. And I actually ended up getting sick a lot. And this was kind of like back in the late summer, fall, I kept getting sick and I was like, hey, what's up with my body? Because normally when you get sick, it's your body trying to tell you like, hey, I'm run down, I'm tired, I'm being overworked, or you just need to take a breather, take a little rest. We gotta take care of our bodies because they are living, breathing organisms. And I think a lot of us treat them like machines, right? Which they are miraculously designed organisms. And I guess you could say machines, but it also, our bodies have a living component to it. So just remember that when you're kind of pushing your body beyond its limits, your body's probably going to retaliate and fight back a little bit, and not fight back in a mean way, but just be like, give you a little nudge, like, hey, chill, like, treat me a little bit nicer, you know? And I wasn't doing that. I was like pushing my body past its limits. And I've honestly been doing that since I started like working, basically, and since I was very young. And I started working, honestly, when I was 4 years old. I started modeling and acting when I was 4. So I've actually been working for a long time. And I've always had this like workaholic mentality, this like go, 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 gotta be the most productive kind of mentality, because I thought that's the only way that I would get ahead. And I will say that, you know, having that mentality did really help, because it did get me to where I am today. And I'm very grateful to myself for, you know, putting all those action steps in, following through with those plans and reaching my goals. And I am very proud of myself for that. But there needed to be a level of balance, and I was missing that. I was missing the yin and the yang. So like my yang was going like cray cray, and my yin, I wasn't listening to my yin at all. The yang is kind of like the masculine. It's the action taker. It's that part of you that, you know, loves productivity and loves doing things. Whereas your yin side, your feminine side, is a bit more like your extremely intelligent and intuitive side, and also your side that prioritizes rest. All of your, you know, ideas come from your feminine. But your masculine and your feminine need to be able to communicate on these matters so that your masculine can take the advice of your feminine and then act upon those intuitive instincts. So, long story short, I was getting a lot of messages this fall to take the rest of the year off from work, I guess. And like, I guess you could say I'm still doing work because I'm like recording my podcast and I'm doing videos. But to me, that's not work. Because like, well, one, I'm not really getting paid for it. I'm just like doing it because it fills my heart. And like, I'm only going to be doing the podcast and the videos and stuff when I feel like inspired to. I'm not going to kind of force myself when I'm really tired, but I'm like, oh, like I really want to get a video out because I need to be consistent and blah, 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 blah. I've told myself, no, like this is a time for deep rest. And at first I had a lot of conflicting thoughts and fears that came up when I tried to tell myself like, hey, you need to take a break. The major thing was the scarcity, the lack, the fear surrounding money, the fear surrounding, oh my God, like what if you are never going to make a cent again in your life because you took this break? Or you're not going to be getting ahead in your career if you take a break. Maybe you're going to set yourself back. So I was having all these thoughts, and I went back and forth a lot. And I only really recently like sunk into the idea that I will be taking a break, and I am taking a break. But those were the thoughts I was battling for a long time. I had to reassure myself, I do have the financial capability to take 2 months off. Like looking at my finances right now, I can feel confident that I'm going to have enough money for the next 2 months to keep me, to sustain me. And for that, I am so fucking grateful. And I realize that not everyone has that. Most people do not have that type of, you know, time to take off. So I basically just had to confront those fears and be like, you know what? I am okay and I will be okay. And in fact, I will be even better after I take this break, because something is just really urging me to stop,
reflect and take care of myself and heal and allow myself time to heal and not put any extra stress on myself and my body at this time. This was kind of like a hunch. This was like a little tiny feeling that I needed to do this, and I ended up acting upon it. And I feel really fucking good that I did. And I know that it was the right thing to do. Because I was kind of feeling stuck in terms of, like, I don't know, like my content, my career direction. I wasn't really feeling motivated about like anything in my life. I was just kind of on autopilot doing what I had always been doing. And I didn't really give myself like a time to stop and be like, oh, is this still what I want to be doing? Is this still aligned for me? I quit the management company that I had been working with for 5 years. That was a really scary thing to do too, because I was like, oh my God, like they've helped me get all this work from brand deals and stuff like that. Like, you know, I've been really successful with this company, but there was just something that I wasn't aligned with anymore. Like I wasn't vibing with the company anymore. But I had to tell myself, like, Kira, you are capable of making money even if you aren't with this management. You know, you can always make money despite who you're working with. You can always make money. Money is always available to you. And I am the brand. People work for me, but at the end of the day, I am my own boss. So I have the option to, you know, move on to working with people that are more aligned with me. The other thing that I kind of had to stop doing, in which I was kind of on autopilot mode, was posting just for the sake of posting. Posting just for the sake of consistency, which consistency is good, of course, in content creation. But I want to make sure that my content always has value, and whatever I'm putting out there, people can take something beneficial away from the content. But for a while, I was finding myself just making kind of empty content. And that's what I mean by I was on autopilot mode in my work. And it wasn't feeling fulfilling anymore. I also had to deal with the fact of, like, it's okay if I have a little bit less of a consistency right now as I'm figuring out what I really want to put out there in terms of my content. And that the right people will see my content. Even if it's not the same amount of people as before, it's going to be the right people. The people are going to find the content who need it the most. And that's the most important thing, is not the numbers. It's the people. It's the human beings that you impact. So that's my intention. So that was another reason why I decided to take a break. And I told myself that in the new year, come January, I'm going to feel a lot clearer on what direction my content is going to be going in. I'm doing where it's going. I'm still kind of like, I'm still making content, but I feel like I'm just a little bit clouded. So I'm giving myself this time to stop, reflect, also like heal. You know, when we're healing, we have to prioritize rest a lot more. So I made a little like schedule for myself, because I love like lists and schedules. So I made a goal that every weekday I'm going to do 4 self-care activities, okay? Morning gratitude journaling. So that's basically just writing down in my journal what I'm grateful for every morning, and kind of just letting my pen flow and really soaking in the gratitude, because I think that's another thing I was missing, was I wasn't being grateful for what I already had. There's so much beauty around me. There's so many blessings in my life that I was missing because I was getting caught up in other things. So the gratitude journaling is really important for me, and it's really been uplifting my mood lately. The second thing is daily movement. So this is usually yoga for me, because yoga is my heart and soul. So whether that just be, you know, 10 minutes of stretching on my mat at home, or maybe I go and take a class. But movement is another way to get blocked energy, aka trauma, stress, whatever it is, out of your body. Get that life force energy moving throughout your body so things don't get stuck. and I'd been feeling stuck. So the yoga's really been helping to get that stress out, right? The muscle tension just relieves some of that. And yoga is also a form of meditation. And that brings me to my next point. I want to meditate every day. Whether that's, it could be in the form of yoga, for sure. Because I have trouble meditating, for sure. Like when I sit down and just like close my eyes, I just start thinking about stuff. And it's really difficult to calm my mind. I haven't been able to like get to the place where I want to in meditations, but that's okay. There's a lot of different ways you can meditate. You know, another example of meditating is, you know, painting or drawing or going on a walk and observing nature, or, you know, even going on a walk and just listening to music in your headphones and like really absorbing yourself in that music. That's a meditation. Yoga is a meditation. Exercising can be a form of meditation. I just saw a seagull like chasing a bird. Oh my gosh. Ah, no. And then my fourth goal, my fourth self-care activity of the day is reading. I'm such a fucking bookworm. Like, it's just, it just gives me life. Learning and like learning new information gives me life. So I read a lot of spirituality books, self-help books. There's this one that I've been picking away at for so long. It's like a 600-page book. It's called Eastern Body, Western Mind. I'm actually thinking of doing a little like book review on my YouTube channel, showing you guys like my favorite self-help books and spirituality books. So let me know if you're interested in that. Let me know if you're interested in books, because books is like a very special interest of mine. So those are my four self-care activities that I try to do every weekday. And then the extra things is I'm doing hot and cold therapy once a week. So basically, there's this place I go to. It's called Othership in Toronto. And it's a sauna. There's ice baths. And you can either do it like free flow, which means you can go in and, you know, lead your own session of sauna and ice bath. So you basically do like 15 minutes in the sauna and then go 2 minutes in an ice bath, and then you take a rest, and then you can repeat the cycle if you want. But at Othership, they also have classes. So they have guided sessions where there's an instructor and they take you through breath work and sometimes even like vocal release. Like sometimes we'll be screaming and crying in a sauna, and it just feels so cathartic and helpful to the nervous system. So that's something that's been really working for me. Microdosing has also been really helping me. So microdosing mushrooms, this will be psilocybin mushrooms. If you do this, I recommend like really making sure you know where it comes from. That has also been like just rewiring my brain. Every time I do a microdose, which is a very, very, very small dose of psilocybin, you don't necessarily feel it. You don't necessarily like get that. You don't get hallucinations. You don't get that like psychedelic feeling. You literally just feel like really like your highest self. You feel like your best self that day. And sometimes that involves crying, okay? Sometimes it involves a little bit of darker emotions, and that's okay. And sometimes that's what you really needed to feel in the moment. I'm trying to do it once a week. And by the way, in Canada, mushrooms are decriminalized. So we actually do have mushroom dispensary stores here. But if you're elsewhere, I just want to make sure that you really are sure and you trust the person that you're getting the mushrooms from. Okay. And know your dosage. Measure it out. And if you're a first timer, have someone guide you. Because if you just want to do a microdose, make sure you're just doing a microdose. So that's like under a gram, probably even sometimes it's less than half a gram. So just make sure you know what you're ingesting. I can't stress that enough. And my other optional self-care thing is just going on a walk. Just going on a good old walk, like especially in the winter. I tend to like coop myself up inside and never leave my house. So going for a little walk in the neighborhood is like really refreshing and regenerating to my energy. So that is what I'm doing until the end of the year.
That is literally my schedule. My main priority is self-care, and I'm doing a great job. And I really needed it, to be honest. Like, I was getting way too many panic attacks, way too many, like, meltdowns. Also going through my autistic discovery, like, I really needed this to just heal, work on my mental health so that I can, like, come back to working in a more grounded, stable way and have more clarity on my intentions for my work. Yeah. I wanted to share that because it's really, really hard to take these breaks in our culture, in this society. Our society praises the workaholic mentality. Like, we've been brought up with this workaholism as something to be praised, when in reality, it's damaging to your mental health, physical health, and just, like, overall well-being if you're forcing yourself past your limits. And I honestly don't think, in order to succeed, I don't think you have to be pushing yourself that hard. I really don't. Like, with the grind culture and the hustle culture, there's an element of that I agree with, but I don't agree with sacrificing your body and your mental health for the sake of work. I never think that's a good payoff. Book recommendation. Do Nothing by Celeste Headlee. Okay. Lauren, my wife, bought me that book when I was kind of, like, going through my back and forth, like, should I do the break? Should I not? Reading that book provided so much clarity for me, because I was like, okay, like, this is scientific evidence now. Like, that book is amazing. If you want a book on how to, like, on, like, actual evidence on why, like, overworking and being, like, overproductive is actually counterproductive for your health and your overall well-being, check it out. Do Nothing by Celeste Headlee. Great book. So since I've been doing all that, I really have felt a lot better than when you've seen me last on YouTube in my last videos. So I wanted to let you guys know I am doing better. Thank you for all your kind words. Thank you for all of your love and encouragement. Like, reading your comments, just, like, oh, it's just so relieving. And so it's amazing to have, like, friends like you guys who are, you know, all over the world, and you're not necessarily, like, in my physical vicinity, but you're, like, on my online, like, community. You're my little family, and I appreciate you so much, and I am doing better, and I hope that you're doing better too. And you know what? Even if you're not, it's okay. Whatever you're going through, it's okay. And I promise you, you are not going to feel like this forever. Everything is truly temporary, okay? Life is like a roller coaster. And if you're in a dip, you're in a dip. Feel what you need to feel. Address whatever is coming up, okay? If you have, like, a fear or an anxiety that keeps, like, coming to the surface and you just want to push it down and you just want it to go away, I encourage you, and I know you have the courage and the strength to face that fear, to look at that fear for what it is, and to send yourself a little bit of love. Send that part of you that's fearful, and maybe it's the inner child, some love. It's normal to have fears. It's so normal. If it helps to even just, like, talk it out with someone, you can comment below in the comments. Like, you can, like, vent your fears below. And this is a safe space. And if you need someone, like, in physical, ask one of your friends if you can just talk to them about how you're feeling. I always encourage you to talk to someone in terms of a therapist or a counselor. Help is available to you. You are not alone. And you don't have to do this shit by yourself, okay? You have so many people watching out for you, including me. And I say that sincerely. okay?
I love you from the bottom of my heart, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. Mwah. Take care of yourself.